At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live in studio, we have Cui Tran, who is the owner of Nudo House in My Lee, and it's a pleasure to meet you. We have a lot of mutual friends. Everyone talks really highly of you. You should know that.
Well, you know, I appreciate being on here and appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate coming on right after the Tom Petty intro. You know?
So you have an interesting story. I know a little bit of it, but for people who are just learning about you, tell them your story. I think it's interesting.
I mean, you know, it's the typical American story, right? It's the modern day Ellis Island, right?
Yeah.
It's just the country's built on immigration, and, you know, we just happen to be a different generation of immigrants. And, you know, my dad was a colonel, South Vietnamese Army, fought along the Americans. And, you know, we seeked asylum back in 78. We came here in 1980 and been in St. Louis since 1980. So I haven't looked back since.
Yeah. And you were pretty small when you guys came, right?
Yeah, I was three when we came here. And, you know, I think my brain is still at 3 years old.
But, yeah. Any snapshots of your life before?
You know, I'm really glad I didn't remember the journey. You know, it's a lot of craziness going on, a lot of death, a lot of illness. You know, it's a tough time. War is usually, war is not a good time. And, you know, the things that they told me, what they saw in the refugee camps. You know, like, it's just the journey, that kind of journey to leave everything behind and jump on. You can't even say you jumped on a boat because they jumped on a raft.
Wow.
With a, you know, 1-year-old kid and just somehow made it to shore somewhere.
Wow.
And, you know, we're grateful to be here. You know, I'm grateful to be alive and be here with you guys.
Yeah. Not to turn this into anything political, but Rach, you've made a comment like this before. I was born here, and so I'm an American and I'm proud of it. But when people come here, I feel like they have a little more buy-in. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, because it's not just like you're here by default.
Right.
Like it's.
I had no choice in the matter.
Right, right.
It just happened, you know. Tell me about your parents.
So, you know, no one had more than a fifth grade education during that time. It just, you couldn't afford an education. And, you know, during that time, it was rough, right? Vietnam was, there was a lot of, you know, there was the French there, us there. You know, also fighting Russia and China, which, you know, someone that we don't have to get into history, but someone that was a CIA trained by us who, you know, got mad at us and then ended up aligning with, you know, China and Russia. And then the war happened. So it's, you know, unfortunately, you know, war is one of the worst things. And it's always the poor that suffer the most.
Mm.
And, you know, the wealthy gain the most during war. And so, you know, I'm always, you know, thinking of things like that and kind of like my history.
Mm-hmm.
You should always think before you put other people's lives at risk to, you know, for an agenda, you know, some, and, you know, a lot of times we get it. Like if you're fighting like, you know, authoritarians or people that are committing genocide or, you know, we get it, right? You know, sometimes you can't talk to everybody. Sometimes people need a smack upside the head.
There you go.
And, you know, but it also it's just it's a very delicate matter. And it's just something that we should always take into account with everything involved, you know. And so, you know, I know what it's like. And, you know, you're right. I think, you know, America is an idea. Right. It's not so much, you know, I think the culture of America is everyone. America is built on immigrants. Right. The Irish, the Jewish, the Italians, you know, the Germans, the Chinese. So I think. America to me is a culture, and it's a culture that involves a lot of different heritages, mm-hmm. you know, that was, so that's kind of like, and you know, if you believe in, you know, it's like, you know, I love my wife, you know, I believe in her and I'm confident and secure enough to know that, you know, she's not going to sway and go somewhere else. So I think that if we believe in the American idea, that we should be secure enough that people like myself and my family will become Americans, love the country, and you know, and that's what it's about, and that's what it's always been about, you know, and that's why it's you know, it's okay to hang your Irish heritage flag and also be American. It should, you know, an Italian flag. I mean, it should be that way across the board. And, you know, that's what the country's about. And that's kind of like how I grew up. And that's, you know, how I've always felt.
Couldn't agree more. And really, if aliens came down and they're like, okay, tell me about Australia, tell me about Canada, tell me about the United States. To me, our story would be the most impressive. Like, we have people from all over the world who've come here and become one people. Like, that's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan said it before he left office, right? He said that we're the only nation that anyone can come and be American. You know, sometimes, and, you know, I remember that growing up watching that speech because, you know, obviously Jimmy Carter started the bill to allow the refugees to, and obviously he lost to Ronald Reagan. And so Ronald Reagan ended up signing the bill that was started by Jimmy Carter to allow the refugees in. And so that's, you know, I think, you know, I hope we get back to that part of our humanity, you know, that people, if we believe in America this much, that, you know, people will come and people will become Americans. You know, it's the idea of America, you know, America is an idea. And, you know, we're the youngest country and, you know, you've seen what we've become and how we got here. And so I hope we continue that and, you know, reach out. Talk to people more and just kind of, you know, we all want the same things, you know, we, and so that's just something that, I hope, you know, kindness and empathy.
Yeah.
We have more of that moving forward.
Yeah. I wrote down my show sheet. I just got back from vacation. And one of the first things I wrote down was I wish we had a gentler nation, like, right. Like just take it easy, just settle down. And, you know, I'm older than you, but we're close enough in age. You remember before. It wasn't like this.
Right. I remember. I think, you know, and that's, I think that's, you know, my suggestion to the country, I think everybody just needs to sit down and have a bowl of pho. That usually helps.
Can't hurt. It's never gone wrong for me.
Yeah, for kids, I've never gotten mad. Not a single time.
You know, I think if you're left or right or whatever, if you sit down and have a bowl of pho, you have some common ground. You know, I think, like I said, it doesn't matter where you go, but all of a sudden I'm coming in right after Tom Petty. It makes me pretty happy.
There you go.
Know what I mean?
If you're wondering who this smart guy is, it's Chef Kui from Noodle House in Mildly. I found a quote from you that American food is immigrant food. Talk to me about that apropos of your restaurants.
Well, you know, if you really think about it, what is American cuisine? American cuisine is world cuisine, right? Because, you know, if you look at like Italian food, for example, right? So during World War II, because America took the most Italian immigrants in, and then Argentina was the second, right? And so Argentina has its own style of pizza, has its own style of Italian food, and so do we, you know, because in Italy, they don't eat meatballs inside of their spaghetti.
Right.
But you know what? We had to do this to make it quick, so we put meatballs inside of our spaghetti, and that's a very American thing. Same with Cipino, right? The fishermen in San Francisco. That's why they call it fisherman's stew. But it was just something that, well, we whipped up, and there's really no such thing as Cipino in Italy. You know, that's a very American thing. And so our food here is very, it's international. You know, American food is immigrant food, you know. And so it's just like the Chinese food here. Is there beef and broccoli in China? I don't think so. You know, so it becomes... the beautiful thing right now is like you, Kale, right? Everywhere I go, like we were fortunate enough to make the cover of Food & Wine magazine in 2018. And it wasn't so much that I was proud that it was me. I was proud that the February issue of 2018 was the cover said American comfort food. Mm-hmm. And what was on that cover was a bowl of pho. And a bowl of pho is of Vietnamese heritage. But guess what? I'm an American. I'm cooking it here. So now that becomes... Mm-hmm. part of our American heritage, you know? And so that's the beautiful thing about food. Food talks, you know, food and music, same situation, you know, comes from a tragedy. It comes from someone's pain, and that we create these things through it. And so, you know, part of the reason I love Italian foods because I grew up half of my time as a child on the Hill and the other half in La Clee Town. So if you guys know, it's two totally different dynamics. But food helped me, like as I was walking around the Hill, you know, I was like, oh, look, it's a cured meat. We also have this, you know, we have this. We make sausages too. So we have this. So that familiarity kind of helped me kind of be like, oh, okay, kind of understand the world a little better. And during the war, you know, I'm a huge rock fan. So during the war, you know, when we came to the States, all I was listening to was Led Zeppelin, you know, Scorpion, you know, I was listening to like, you know, all this rock, the Eagles. So I'm listening to all this rock. I didn't really understand it till about the second grade. But, you know, basically, you know, food, rock and roll, and Sesame Street helped me learn English. So
interesting. Do you still speak Vietnamese?
I speak fluent, yes.
Yeah. Have you been back?
You know, the last time I was back in Vietnam was 1997.
Wow.
Wow, it's wild.
And the craziest thing is it was like the movies, right? Because it was like 20, you know, you see, you watch a scene and then it goes 20 years later. And so literally it was 20 years later. And my, you know, a lot of people don't know, but my father, he lived with the communists for like a year after the war ended because he could fake a northern dialect. So basically he was basically a spy doing intelligence. And so when they figured out who the hell he was, we had to
get out.
There's
had to move.
Either you die there or you die trying to go somewhere. And so, you know, that's kind of like our story. And it was kind of scary because that time my mother was like, she was very nervous that if they still had records or something, if they figured out who he was, then maybe, you know, he might be detained. He might be, because, you know, my grandfather was locked up in a camp for 10 years by the communists as well. And so, you know, it was a very scary time, but luckily, you know, it's a very different country now. And, you know, it's always like if you go somewhere, regardless of how you feel about the politics of the country, the people, they're completely different, you know. And so it's like you have friends here, you have Americans here of Iranian descent. You know, they give you stories of Iran and you're like, this is completely different than what, you know what I mean? And so it's always unfortunately the people suffer through the politics of you know certain countries. But
remember back in 1979 when I was 15 and the Iranian hostage situation was going on, and now I've become really good friends with one of the guys who was a hostage, and I was just a kid back then, but my parents were all into it. My two best friends were Iranian exchange students, so I got to know them and I got to know Iran through them, and that was so textured. As opposed to just like, oh, we friggin' hate Iranians, and you know, and they took so much crap, you know, just, oh my gosh, just walking through the school was terrible. Can you hang out one more?
Yeah, of course.
All right, we're here.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With Chef Kui from Noodle House in Miley. Quick break, right back, DGS. Let's talk about food. Let's talk about the restaurants. So you literally grew up in this.
You know what? You know, there was I had no choice. I think I came out of the womb with a dish rag. You know, so I think that's maybe a dish rag in one hand and, you know, a walk spoon in the other hand.
What are your earliest memories of it?
You know, it's crazy, right? We talk about the country and we talk about what can happen here, and it's just crazy to think that, you know, my parents started a business without even knowing how to speak English.
Yeah, that's impossible.
It's crazy. And then I, you know, at 8 years old, really started to, I should have never passed kindergarten or the first grade. I think they just felt sorry for me. Just passed me, because I really didn't really grasp the English language till towards like the second grade.
Yeah.
And I remember at 8 years old, it was just basically, hey, can you try to translate as much as possible? So I think, I really didn't like the restaurant business growing up just because I never had a life.
I got you, yeah.
You know, I never had a life. Everything was work. Everything was, you know, you. Oh, look, Mom, I made the JV football team. Who cares?
You know, the need
dishwasher
to be here,
quit.
Cleaning dishes.
Yeah, you know, it's like, we need you to wipe tables. Yeah. I mean, so it was, but I think that it helped me. It helped me. There's things that you can't teach. And I think, you know, part of it was really how to communicate, really understanding human nature and how to communicate with people, you know, deal with just all walks of life. And I mean, the people you meet, you know, I've been so fortunate to meet so many great people. And that's something that I don't regret, you know, and that's something I'm very grateful for.
Yeah. So for people who Vietnamese food is not monolithic, you know, yours is different from other places. But if they've not tried it, what? How would you describe it?
You know, I think it's funny because I always tell people, I say, you know, it's like if you go to New Orleans, right? The food there consists of, you know, Cajun, Creole. So you have, you know, your Southern food, and then you have the, you know, the African slaves that have injected, you know, their food into it. And Vietnamese food, I always tell people, I said, there's a lot of familiarity because the French occupation brought so many different things, like pho, for example, which is hugely popular. So it's you know, there's different variations, obviously the North and the South pho, but Southern pho is made with strictly beef bones and beef broth. And so, but the ancestral dish to that is pot au feu, which is a French stew, basically a French, you know, that consists of like carrots and potatoes. So we just basically took it and we just created our own. And, you know, we have what's called like banh mi, right? So we have a sandwich. So no other Asian country makes an actual sandwich. So we actually make a baguette, you know, because of the French. So, but like other Southeast Asian cuisine, like Thai cuisine, like, you know, so like many other Southeast Asian cuisines, the flavors are very familiar to Southeast Asian flavors. So basically, I always tell people, when you eat Vietnamese food, there's always, it hits every note. So, you know, you got the salt, you got the sweet, you got the tart, and you got the spice. And so it's a very well-rounded cuisine. And I always tell people, I say, listen, we make beef just like we make shrimp. It's just a different variation of it. So, you know, and then we also use butter on certain things too. And that's because of the French, and a lot of Asian countries do not, you know? And so I always tell them that it's going to hit every note. And don't be afraid. Just jump in the pool. Yeah. We got lifeguards. Don't worry.
Yeah, nice.
Jump in the pool. We got lifeguards everywhere.
What food, I started to say American food, but what food here in America did you love as a kid?
Well, you know, growing up on the Hill, like I love Italian food just because obviously at that time for me, it was very familiar. Oh, look, there's noodles. So pasta, you know what I mean? So, oh, there's red sauce. We use a lot of tomatoes in Southeast Asian cooking, you know? And so it was like, oh, so for me, I really loved Italian food, like, because you can cook Italian food the way you cook Asian food, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, throw it in, off, pop it, you know? And so it was very homey to me. And now, obviously, as you get older and as you experience the world a little bit more, I mean, I love all cuisines. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not a cuisine that I don't love and want to explore because I can really feel someone's culture in that food. And yeah. So it opens you up. You know, that's what Anthony Bourdain said. You know, it's like, get a cold beer, go sit by yourself at the bar, you know, go eat this. So he, you know, someone like him was so important because it made the world so much smaller. It made us Amen. Less scared.
Yeah.
You know, because there's nothing to be fearful of.
Yeah. That's great. That's Chef Quy from Noodle House in My Lee. Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.